Miss Isabella Schirich, I'm responsible for the listings business of Nasdaq in Europe. I would like to extend a very warm welcome to you all, and thank you to Nicolas for the opportunity to say a few words about the US markets and raising capital in the US. Currently, there is no US, there are no US IPOs, so the market is not open for IPOs. It's an unprecedented situation we have. We had single IPOs in January this year and just four IPOs, biotech IPOs in February. And these were mainly sponsored by insiders. So the situation is challenging. And I thought I'd give you, because of the current situation, a historic overview where we were, and maybe we can learn from the history. If we take a 15-year view, as you can see, the last 6 years were the best years in IPOs, whether by number of IPOs or capital raised, whether you looked at the initial public offerings or secondaries. So we had 194 IPOs last year, raising around $34 billion, and then the secondaries peaked with raising around $194 billion, a staggering amount. This was mainly driven by a stable environment. So there were a low level of interest rates and low level of volatility. And further, the provisions of the Jobs Act, which made it easier for companies to come to the market, were very much the motor of this increased activity. So where do these IPO companies come from? Here, if you look at a regional or country split, non-surprisingly, the majority of the IPOs, anything in between 68 to 87%, come from the US, so US domestic companies. We had a higher intake of Asian companies back in 2010, mainly China, and then European companies stepped up to the plate and looked at the US for a secondary or primary listing. And this was mainly driven by biotech companies or technology companies, which found higher valuations in the US versus the European markets. Then if you segment the IPO activity over the last 6 years by industry sectors, over the first 3 years of the period here, the IPO count is very much driven by technology players, financial services, and healthcare companies. And the lead was always taken by financial services and technology players. But then in 2014, we had this peak of biotech companies coming to the market, around 116 biotech plays. And this was again driven by valuations, by more rapid FDA approval process, and VC capital. They tried to exit some of the portfolio companies through an IPO. And last year, we had a similar high activity, half of the IPOs. Came from the biotech sector versus 2014. Now, it's a different view of how to look at the IPO activity. Here we segmented all the IPO companies, which we have seen over the last 6 years, by market capitalization size. So we segmented up to $100 million, up to $500 million, up to $1 billion, up to $10 billion and plus. So we had these various segments. And as you can see, the second tier companies between the 100 and 500 million market cap range were the leader in terms of IPO count. And this demonstrates very much that the markets were open for smaller companies. So where do we stand nowadays? As I said, you know, there is no IPO market right now. It's too early to make any predictions for the rest of the year. But IPO markets do not operate in isolation, so this very much depends on the global economy, on fiscal policies and investor perceptions. And at the moment, these factors are not aligned. The global economy is impacted by the growth in China. Then volatility levels are just too high. The volatility index is in the high 20s, and this just makes it too challenging for companies to come to the market and for investors to make a play. What we are encouraged is that the pipeline for companies wanting to come to the US for raising capital is substantial. There are 126 companies which went through an SEC filing, and they are now in the pipeline to come to the market. So what the markets need now is to have some quality companies coming to the market, especially those leveraged buyout companies which tried to make a play at the end of last year to come to the market, to demonstrate positive after IPO returns, which then build up investor confidence, and then hopefully we can kickstart the IPO market. Thank you so much for your attention.